In our culture of compartmentalization and specialization, it's also easy to think of art and science as mutually exclusive categories. Bloomington's Wonder Lab is seeking to dissolve the boundaries between these categories, as Artworks' Yael Cassander found out during a recent visit.
There's an installation at the Wonder Lab that always succeeds in drawing me in. I don't really know how to describe it, except maybe the big Rube Goldberg machine that plays Stardust.
It's called the Kinetic Contraption.
Inside an enormous glass case, little balls traverse the pathways of this giant pinball machine, across catwalks, down chutes, and over xylophones.
Visitors are able to turn one wheel and the balls go down, and you see this whole kinetic relationship between moving parts inside of the piece.
Andrea Aiding is on the staff at Wonder Lab.
And it is an artwork in itself. This person that designed it only makes 2 per year.
Whether it's a piece of art or a whimsical exploration of physics and probability, it's definitely a signature piece for Bloomington's hands-on science museum. Activities and exhibitions at the Wonder Lab tend to blur the distinctions between learning and playing, science and art. A current program, in fact, seeks to underscore the affinities between the disciplines.
To be a scientist, you have to be incredibly creative.
That's Martina Sellerin, one of the artists who will be demonstrating her artistic process as part of Wonder Lab's Art and Science of Color program.
You have to think outside the box. You have to try and visualize where you're going, why you're doing an experiment, and what the possible outcomes are, and what you're trying to explain with your hypothesis, or how you're trying to determine what an answer to a question is. And with art, it's very much the same thing. You're trying to express something that you're visualizing. And it's very much experimental to try and demonstrate what it is you're trying to express.
Martina should know.
I'm a scientist by training. I have a PhD in molecular genetics, and I've always done art on the side.
But today, art is front and center for Martina, who's wearing one of her own creations to ward off the chill, not to mention the winter blahs.
It's very bright, and it's very organic, and it's very shiny, and it's moving.
The object in question?
The very first scarf that I ever made.
No ordinary scarf. The bright red accent piece was created through felting, an ancient fabric-making technique that Martina has explored in a characteristically scientific way.
When you take a look at it under the microscope, there are scales on the surface of the wool. And with heat and with soap and with agitation, the scales lift. And so as you're agitating, the wool fibers interlock among the scales. And the more that you work the wool, the tighter the locking happens, so that it's effectively almost irreversible. Mm-hmm. And it creates a mat.
Martina's analytical take on her craft is the very sort of gateway to the visual arts Wonder Lab hopes to provide during the Art and Science of Color program. Each weekend during February, a different artist will be offering interactive demonstrations for visitors of all ages. A painter will demonstrate how she mixes pigments, and a theatrical troupe will showcase the magic of lighting design. On the second weekend, mosaicist Christina Knipstein presents Small Dots, Big Picture.
Anything can be broken down from the large to the small, or then from the small back up into the large.
The inspiration for Christina's mosaics is interdisciplinary, ranging from artistic precedents to scientific models.
Now, if you think about the work of, say, the painter Chuck Close.
Oh, gosh.
Or of pointillist art of
yes.
Seurat or
yes.
Signac.
They're both very inspiring.
And the idea that the reality isn't out there, but that it arranges itself in your brain.
It does. Yes. These small, like pixels. You know, that's the minute mosaic is a pixel. And then the massive mosaic would be a photograph from satellite, you know, on the Earth, you know. So you can be inspired by so many different things in the world. Fractals really inspire me. Space inspires me.
And Christina hopes to convey the sense of wonder to the visitors at Wonder Lab. Having homeschooled her 5 children, she knows something about how young people learn.
Hands-on and fun, definitely. A learning experience is a fun experience. I mean, there was never any separation between learning, home, life. It was all interconnected.
From their foundations in homeschooling, Christina's children have gone on to appropriately diverse careers.
One of my daughters is a teacher. She teaches English. And my other daughter is a social worker. I have a son who's gotten into photography. And my other son is astrophysics. And my youngest will be studying art here at IU next year.
Pigeonholing science and art as separate entities is really not reflective of what a lot of people are like.
As a molecular geneticist and fiber artist, Martina Sellerin knows this firsthand. But people seem to lose this flexibility as they become adults.
Adults have almost a built-in inhibition to create art, and it takes them a while to break that mindset. I'd like to see everybody get beyond that inhibition and just create art, because once you break that theoretical glass door, you can break through and make anything.
So WonderLab is creating a situation that might allow grown-ups bringing their kids to play to stumble upon their creativity.
We actually hope to get a lot of people that don't even realize that this program is going on, and they step into the doors thinking they're going to go to their favorite exhibit. And right next to those exhibits are just tables set up for them to explore some sort of new art medium. So we really hope that these new experiences are just that hands-on type of activity that lets them engage in something new and surprising.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
The Art and Science of Color opens at the WonderLab Friday, February 5th with an evening program. While there, visitors will be invited to participate in a community art project that'll be installed in WonderLab's outdoor garden on the Beeline Trail. There's more information about the month-long program at wfiu.org/artworks.